Welcome to Follow Me Friday with
Joan
and Priya.
Globally connecting thought leaders in a fun and educational way.
Yay!
Welcome to
Happy
our
Friday.
Happy Friday show.
Uh-huh.
It's happy hour somewhere.
Somewhere.
And
5 o'clock somewhere.
We've got our gin all set up. For those of you listening, you can
Where's
have some
gin?
Too because it's noon. It's 12:01 in New York.
I can't find my gin. Hold on.
There you go. Yours is a very hard pour. Mine is a very soft pour. Thank you to our promotional partner, Pomp and Whimsy.
Cheers.
With no E. WHIMSY.
So we just realized that we've been sort of misspelling it. But that's
website
okay.
is correct, but we were not tagging and spelling. We were putting an E for some reason. Whimsy, we thought, had an E.
That's okay.
I don't know. But cheers
they
to
are
the universe.
Fabulous,
we can't both drink at the same time, though, because then we'll be silent.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, you drink first.
Okay, I'm
going to
sip
more,
first.
I have more in my glass, people.
But
how was it?
You're being silent while I'm drinking, so you're supposed to
I'm
talk.
I'm like waiting for your reaction. So, how was your day? Okay, let me sip.
It's delicious. Pomp and Whimsy is a gin that is made with 16 botanicals. We had Dr. Nicola Nice on our show a couple of weeks ago. She's fabulous. She created this as a new gin for women in an old-fashioned way. So she makes it the way it was meant
and
to be made.
And they are amazing.
They really are.
Yes.
They really are. So, anyhow, we have got a very exciting show. We're continuing Disruptors, and it is 75 degrees.
I cannot. And you know,
in
this
New York
week
City
started.
Today. I'm going to have to put my hair up because now I'm hot again.
This week it was freezing, and on Monday, so I am just totally over it being cold. But I and so welcoming this weather.
It was freezing and raining on Monday, and we hosted a What Women Want, and the women still came.
That's awesome.
Because I guess they want things in the world, and they wanted to figure out what that was going to be, so they showed up. Right?
Yeah.
It was an awesome event. We have to turn this back on. I'm dying of the heat right now.
Oh my God. Joan and her hot flashes.
No, it's so, just because I ran here and it's 75 degrees and no air outside. There's no wind. There's no breeze or anything. And I'm wearing like a non-real material shirt. It's not cotton. I should be wearing cotton on a day like today.
You know, so I know we have a packed show today.
We have a packed show today, and Wade, I know, made me something special.
Okay,
that I couldn't eat weeks ago.
He said to me, Joan better appreciate this, because this burger is for her.
Awesome. I love it. Excellent. So you're not getting any? So
no,
you don't
I
get
cut,
any?
We cut it in four. Of course I'm getting a piece.
Why four?
I don't know.
You're sharing it with somebody else?
No, there's four pieces right behind you, dude. But it's so good.
Awesome.
You're
awesome. So
just for you.
Just to remind you all, Wade entered a hamburger contest.
Yes.
Chef Wadini, who will be on in our end of our third, beginning of our fourth segments, he entered a contest for hamburgers, and I didn't get to eat it because it was Lent, and I was practicing Lent.
Okay, so you didn't come to the event.
No.
And we didn't have any for
invited.
You afterwards.
Yeah, event.
That's not, yeah.
And that's not cool.
Well,
anyhow.
Don't celebrate Lent.
Oh,
God.
Of course I'm going to celebrate.
You got to be all religious.
Only one day a week that I didn't eat meat.
Or whatever. Anyway, can we talk about the handmaid's situation that we have in the country right now?
Handmaid's situation?
The handmaid's tale situation that we have going on.
What do you mean?
Alabama just dropped that bomb.
Oh, I'm like, the handmaid's tale situation.
You know,
what?
I know we don't
I don't
always
watch that show, do you?
I love it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, my
so
God.
I don't watch Game of Thrones either, do you?
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones, which is surprising because I love sci-fi.
I wish I did because I really feel left out.
Aw. Well, then you need to
really
catch up.
I really feel left out.
I do watch Walking Dead.
I know.
I'm a Walking Dead head.
I don't watch any of those. I watch like sitcoms. I just watched End of the Big Bang Theory last night.
Oh, I didn't catch the last episode.
And I won't tell you, but you need to see it. It's an hour, and they had a show before and after. It made me really
sad. I love them.
It was a great last show.
Aww.
I was happy.
Okay, can we sidetrack back to
back to The Handmaid's Tale? Let's talk about something positive.
No, but this
and
is horrible.
Inspiring.
This is horrible.
Yeah, so
I
Alabama
think it's horrible.
Passed a law. The governor, who is a woman.
Yeah.
Then
what? 18 Caucasian men passed it. They voted yes for it.
I'll have to tell you something, though. What I have been reading, and I don't know what really to think of this yet, but what I have been reading is it has nothing to do with what it is.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with not spending money on healthcare.
No. I heard it has to do with they're trying to reverse Roe versus Wade.
Well, that's
because
part
what's his
of
face
it.
that whatever that child molester. I don't know what he is. The guy Kavanaugh. Ooh. Kavanaugh. Uh-huh. He's not a child molester. He's a, what do you call it?
Supreme Court Justice
I know
Kavanaugh.
He's a, I know. I don't care what his title is. But I'm saying, like, what he did to that woman, and then she got crapped on afterwards. But what would you say, Casey? She's still getting crapped on. Exactly. So, anyway, so they're hoping to overturn it because he's in that seat.
I have a feeling, though, from what I was reading behind the lines, mm-hmm. was that it even has nothing to do with that. That it's really more about spending money on one as opposed to another.
Hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know. That
it's kind of scary.
I don't care. It's so funny because I understand the Republican point of view when it comes to money. But this is just like a hard, they want government to stay out of issues, right? Mm-hmm. But yet they're right in our issue, quote unquote, our issue with this. So, I mean, it just, I don't know. I'm not surprised, but it makes me upset.
Between that and then we had the fur demonstration this week in New York City because New York City wants to ban use or production of fur within the city.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I watched TMZ and I don't know who he is, but some singing person was on TMZ with a fur coat on. He apparently was the only one that showed up at the rally with a fur coat on. Almost everyone else showed up. So everyone else showed up with like a t-shirt saying ban fur or allow fur, you know, on both sides.
Yeah.
And he showed up with the coat on and I watched TMZ and he really had no reason why it should be allowed. He claims he doesn't know what really goes on and doesn't care, but then at the same time said, yeah, but you eat meat and you should know what goes on there. And it's like, well, I thought you didn't know or didn't care. So he was very controversial.
He was making a point.
He was trying to make, no, I don't honestly don't think he was really making a point. I think
animals?
He just wanted to wear fur and doesn't really care where it comes from.
But yet he came
and
out
he'll
and
eat
that.
Meat too.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
no, he was for allowing it to be produced and he doesn't. And Harvey, who runs TMZ, said, I would like to send you. Can I send you a video of what actually happens to these animals?
Uh-huh,
and he agreed, yes, you can send it. But then at the same time, he was flip-flopping quite a bit. It was really interesting to watch him so passionate about wanting to be able to wear fur and at the same time not really understanding what the whole industry is all about.
That's interesting.
So it was very interesting.
And Harvey's a vegetarian from TMZ.
He wanted to send him a video and he talked about afterwards a little bit of what was going on. You know, listen, the guy was on to get, he has a new record coming out.
Well, I
how
I,
do you get on TV when a new record's coming out?
I am now hearing about the protests. So whatever controversy he wanted over his name, I have not heard it yet.
I don't know his name.
And
still.
Wade and I are all up care. Into the gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, we even watch Wendy's show. We've been on Wendy's show and we watch Wendy's show.
Wendy
so we
went out with Black China this week.
I know.
Partying.
I know. That's kind of crazy. Why is she out with Black China?
Maybe
Casey, why is she out with Black China?
Someone to go out with. Maybe she wanted to go have some fun.
I think she was identifying with her because Tyga had cheated on her with Kylie. See, I know all these details.
I don't know those details. And I don't. So Katie,
yes.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
What do you think about Wendy Williams and Black China having a party time?
Honestly, I usually pride myself on being up on like the entertainment gossip and whatnot, and I have to admit I don't know who Black China is.
Really? Wow. Okay, she's Rob Kardashian's baby daddy.
Baby mama. Okay, but I don't want to give them this much play. Let's get on to the next topic. We're talking about them too much. Right?
Okay, let's get
right?
back to business and entertainment.
Aren't we?
That was entertainment side.
That was entertainment. Okay. So what did you learn this week, Priya?
Oh, okay. Well, I was sick for like 3 days. I have the sniffles, so you guys probably hear it on the mic. But
aww.
I was sick, so it took me down. Like whenever I get sick, I'm like, I cannot do
Takes
anything.
You down
I can't
and
focus.
Out
yeah, but I was trying to do work in between. But today, I mean, this not today, this week, I had a lot of discussion about the Instagram like situation. Do you have any input on that? Okay, so Instagram.
No, I mean, listen, it's going to happen. We're not going to like it. And they're scrambling to figure out what it's going to mean for influencers.
Yeah.
But we don't know yet.
Yeah. And
we don't know if it's actually going to really happen.
Yeah, I had texted you about it because I had one of my clients
going
on about
it. Randomly.
Yeah. because I've been creating video content for her, and she's like, we're not getting enough likes. And I'm just like, I'm busting my ass for you to create content. You're complaining about likes. So I did all this research, shared it with her. I texted you about it. And it turns out that Canada is the only one right now that's dealing with the non-like situation, because mm-hmm. they're just testing it up there to see how it rolls out and how it's going to affect people.
Well, you know, you can, so many times with these likes, people buy them mm-hmm. all the time. And I don't know that having so many likes are yeah. really telling for what you're doing as a brand anyway.
Exactly.
Are you getting a ton of likes and no comments? Are people engaged with you? Like JoJo, that this little, she just turned 16. She's a singer. Mm-hmm. She's the one that wears the big bow.
Yeah.
She was just on the news this morning talking about how she turned off her Instagram comments because somebody was really, really nasty.
Oh.
And no, like really nasty, said that she should drink something and have her eyes stapled shut.
Oh, man.
And nasty. And she said, you know what? I want to be positive with my audience, not negative. So I'm turning these comments off.
Good for her.
Because of that. I will interact with my audience, but no one has the right to mm-hmm. just do that in front of an audience of young kids.
I agree with that. So I follow Meghan McCain because I love her.
Yeah.
I know she's Republican. I don't care. But
no, I like her too.
She
I like her on The View.
She's badass. And she doesn't...
She doesn't take sides. Yeah. She takes her opinion.
She's very strong with her opinion, but she disables her comments all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, people are mean.
Yeah.
And they're mean hiding. They're hiding as they're being mean. So if you want to be mean, come out and show who you are.
Yeah.
And say something and allow a rebuttal. But if you're just going to hide behind things, I see it all the time on my client's Twitter. I mean, I have one client is getting this account is tweeting him for some reason all today. Tweeting his name. I mean, this person doesn't have a lot of followers, mm-hmm. and we're of course not going to comment or retweet, but it has no basis. Mm-hmm. It's just random stuff. Mm. So, you know,
whatever.
I think people need to find other things to occupy their time.
Yeah, other than Instagram?
No, not other than Instagram, but other than bashing someone else. Like,
oh, yeah.
Use your time in a more positive manner rather than in such a negative
way. I do have to say, I made a comment on some Discovery Channel show, and it was a totally a dude-focused commercial that they had on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why aren't there any female shows on Discovery? It's all like, I don't know if you watch Discovery.
I don't.
It's all male-oriented programming.
That's probably why I don't watch
it. No women on there. I like watching, my boys, we love watching all the adventure stuff. But I made a comment, and all the trolls came out of the woodwork.
Ooh.
Mind you, I got a lot of followers that week.
Would you make a comment on Instagram or Twitter?
It was Instagram, but I got a lot of followers. And all these guys, and this one guy, so I stopped responding after a while, but this one guy was like flipping out about what I said. And I was sarcastic back to him. And then he flipped out some more. And I was like, deep breath, dude. It's not that serious. And that's when I stopped commenting, responding. But it was just crazy.
You know, people need other occupations.
They do. They do. And Discovery needs some female programming. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Katie.
Okay. We got to go commercial.
We're going to go to commercial. And when we get back, we're going to talk about disrupting. We're going to continue the month. And we're going to talk about travel and language.
Yes.
And we don't mean curse words. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Thank you. Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're doing tweets as we're back, and I'm handing Casey the phone going, take a photo. So we're trying to multitask at the same time.
That's
because
fine.
We just were talking about Instagram.
That's what we do best.
And we need to talk about a little bit more, do and talk a little bit more about social media. So do make sure that you follow us on Follow Me Friday with Joan and Priya. We have an Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have
Twitter.
I think we even have LinkedIn. And we have
too.
Twitter, which is two Fs. So the first F is for fun. Follow Me Friday. And also follow Talk Radio NYC. Mm-hmm. It is all talkradio.nyc, Talk Radio NYC on Instagram and Twitter. But on Facebook, it's Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Yeah.
So as you can see, if you're watching on Facebook, that we've added two people sitting next to us, Jennifer and Daniel. And I just want to tell a little bit about them. Say the name of their company. Priya was practicing at the Brave.
La Vie Magique.
La Vie Magique. She
Did
said
I say
it with
right?
a French accent.
La Vie Magique.
Excellent. So this week we are welcoming disruptors again. We're welcoming Jennifer and Daniel. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, I'm going to say the names wrong, but you'll correct me. Jennifer Mazig.
Magnifique.
And Danielle DeRouchy. DeRouchy. Excellent. They are both founders of La Vie Magique, which is a total language and cultural immersion program. So they base this on their own personal journeys and the belief that the most effective way to learn a language or enhance the ability to speak it conversationally is by total immersion, tethered with lots and lots of fun. And I wrote, yes, please, in all my notes about this. And their answer was a New York City-based travel and language company that provides custom immersive language and language stays tailored to travelers' personal interests and passions. This is exciting. And I totally agree with you because I lived in Russia and the only way I was able to learn Russian was total immersion for the first 3 months there. So what made you all found this company?
Dan, go ahead.
I can't hear.
Are there mics on?
I think maybe. There you go. Try. There you go. Whoops. Whoops-a-daisy. Here we go. Just go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
I think Dan should talk because he's the creator of the idea. I mean, he was just dumped in France where no one spoke a word of English.
Dumped in France.
So
well, it took a little bit before I got dumped in France. Is this working now?
Yes.
Is this
okay?
Great.
There you go.
So it started out very organically. Awesome. I started taking French lessons with Jen, and I would, you know, I wasn't always very good about doing my homework, but I consistently showed up every week.
Okay.
So a relationship got built, you know, over the course of a year, and then she invited me to a birthday party, and I ended up meeting two of her friends there, and they spoke absolutely no English, but we had this weird connection, and we wanted to communicate, we wanted to talk. So this friend returned like 6 months or a year later, and then Jennifer had an emergency. Menno, this friend of hers, was staying with her, and she's like, I have family coming to town. Would you mind if she stayed? I'm like, I was nervous at first because I was thinking, I don't know, you know, if I can be with somebody for 24 hours that we can't communicate. I knew, you know, very elementary French at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But she came and stayed for 2 days, and you know, typical New York, I took her to a drag show. So that kind of eased things a little
nice.
Bit.
That was perfect.
That helped. But we were able, like, you know, within really the first 8 hours to communicate as primitively as it was. And she kind of offered, like, hey, if you ever want to come to France, you know, come.
You're
so
like,
we left it at that.
Where's your apartment in Paris?
Yeah, exactly. So she lives in a small town about 40 minutes outside of Lyon. So deep,
perfect.
Maybe like an hour from the Swiss border. So a region of France I've never been to. Deep in France. and no opportunities to speak English. So I knew, if I was going to go there, that was going to be, hardcore in. And so one day it was like in the middle of the winter or like February or March. I'm like, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go and jump. And I did. And it was probably the most
February
rewarding.
Or March in New York City.
I ended up going.
Yeah. So see, I would leave too.
But it was, and so I got there and it was immediately they picked me up at the airport and we just did so many fun things all week long. We traveled. We went to small towns. We had amazing, experience.
Wine.
It was like going to like a good friend's house that lives in the States somewhere. Yeah. They just completely take care of you. But the whole thing was in French. And I mean, definitely by midweek, my head was exploding because, I knew anything I wanted to say or do. How I had to come up with a way to communicate. There was no tools.
Otherwise,
was,
no conversation.
Yeah, no conversation. Yeah. So I came back and I was just, wow. It took me 2 years to find some way to do this. I'm like, why is it so difficult for adults? Because we can't quit our jobs. We all have mortgages or rent or lives here, or family. But we can go off for a week or we can go for two weeks and have an experience. And in college or university, this is very easy to accomplish. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of programs set up. But there's not that much once you're an adult. And a lot of people now don't want to just go on vacation to sit on a beach. They want to learn something. They want to do. They want to come home.
A deeper learning process. Yeah.
So that's kind of. And I came back and I drafted up a proposal. And I, have managed to lure her into this idea. And here we are.
She's like, what am I doing?
What? And it's true. As a teacher, I know, unfortunately, I hope no clients, patients, the Freudian slip, listen. I have very little role as a teacher. Uh-huh. We teach and they learn, but then if you don't practice and if you're not on, having to speak, and you do, and it's not practical and it's not fun, and I mean, I'm not useful.
I agree.
I totally agree. I hope my clients
do
not.
You have to practice.
You have to practice
and have
fun and share a passion, which is what we are offering. Yeah. La Magique is about a passion that the family will propose, will share with the clients, whether it's food, whether it's wine, cooking, whether it's skiing, all that.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
So
art.
So what happens when somebody goes over to France? Give me an example of a whole week of travel and
going to our families?
Yes.
So we have 10 families at the moment. We have one coming up in Spain. And the 10 families in France, they love, drinking. There's one beautiful house in Bordeaux, and it's like in
Bordeaux?
The middle of vineyards.
Oh.
Yes.
And Bordeaux, like the wine.
Right.
Oh, I have a friend that
hears Bordeaux.
No.
She hears wine. She's wine country. Lyon is not.
I have a friend that lives. So his name is Matthew Meehan. His husband's name is Rod Hildebrandt, and they have a vineyard in that area.
But maybe they should join La Vie Magique.
Exactly.
Exactly. So they will, they will cook with the host. They will talk with the host. Uh-huh. They will not be judged. Which is super important when you're learning a language, Priya. And you probably know Joan.
Yeah.
If you're being judged or you feel judged, you're
not
going to learn.
You clam up.
They're very patient. They're fun. I know them all.
Yeah.
And they're passionate. They're passionate about people. They're passionate about something. And we will pair, our clients with the families so that they will really learn and enjoy.
That's kind of fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Danny,
and
you wanted to say
and
something?
And folks, Americans, we don't get a lot of vacation time typically here. So it has to be concentrated, and I think, one of the things that we can offer is a lot of times if you go to another country, we don't learn languages here. We know English. A lot of people don't study languages here. And if you go to France or Italy, for example, a lot of people do speak English, and they'll immediately start speaking English
with you. They don't
want to
be bored.
So your chances
are totally enjoyed doing something. Yeah.
They want to practice.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to practice. So all of a sudden, this whole conversation, and that's how we really learn, conversation, repeat. We need to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, parents give their children, 5-6 years of just daily language. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how people learn.
Absolutely.
Through human contact, through repeating words over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be immersed, and you need to have people that are willing to do this work with you and willing to stay with you.
Absolutely.
And that's what we feel that we can provide and offer.
And wine helps.
Yes.
Right, wine.
So
You know who you're talking to. Yeah. We have a wine sponsor, or like now a gin sponsor for Casey, every show.
Can you get our guests some gin, please?
Let's just Casey, let them. Thanks. I don't know if she's going to even have time to. Oh, there we go. She's
going
to
go.
Oh,
she got it. She got it. So it's funny that you're saying this, because the United States, our educational program is so antiquated. Even with Spanish, everybody has to learn Spanish in high school or whatever. But how many of us really walk away with knowing the language?
Zero.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's widely used around the country. So we should know Spanish. Mm-hmm. I should know Spanish, but I don't. You know what I mean?
Yo entiendo más que yo hablo. Yo hablo un poquito español. I know.
Yo también.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
I can't speak Spanish.
I lost a lot of my Spanish. I would use it conversationally, but I lost a lot of that because I didn't practice it. And when I learned Russian, I learned the Russian. And now when I think it, it comes out in Russian, not in Spanish, because I don't practice.
Oh.
It's all about practice. I totally agree with you. It's all about practice.
And fun. You
and
know,
fun.
You
and
need
making
to make sure
it,
that you're being solicitated, like really you engaged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the one thing, too, is that they don't want to go to school for their vacation. That, you know, no one wants to be in class for 4 hours.
No.
So that's what, you know, we've kind of taken that. I mean, if someone really, really wanted to be in class, we could arrange that.
Absolutely.
But they want to wake up in the morning and start, hey, your classroom is, you're having breakfast. Mm-hmm. So start talking about, you know, the bread or the terrace or what you're going to do that day with your host. And then you kind of, and the conversation just goes all day long in the car.
I think we should go to France and do our show.
I'm down.
And
from Nice or Bordeaux?
Yes.
Bordeaux, please, Bordeaux.
Right? We should go from region to region tasting each of the grapes and learning French in that region. That would be so cool.
We need a sponsor
we'll send you.
Our trip.
That would
I love
be
that
so
idea.
Cool. Like, because I know a lot of people do that. We've had people on our show. We have someone, Lisa, the wine chef.
Yes.
She goes from region to region studying, and we should introduce them to great. Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Connectors, because she does a lot in
We'd
France.
We'd love to meet her.
Yeah, yes. Lisa Denning. She's phenomenal. She was on our show a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when people go, they don't, you know, they learn for a little bit of time and then they leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so
what happens afterwards?
You know, you want
it leaves
them to
frustration
keep it.
Because you feel frustrated. You do not prolongate what you learned. And it's just, it's there and you're passionate about it, but you are like,
Do you have like events for, I mean, maybe that's an idea you could do in the future, like
maybe.
Events after they come back events.
That's very, Priya, very, very interesting what you're saying. So as a teacher, and we talked, and Joan, of course, super brilliant, said, why don't you take them to the restaurant order or museums before they go to the country? And then when they come back, we review everything.
Oh, that's
it. And that is such a, so that's what I would do. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So how does it work? We're going to go to break in like a minute, but how does it work if somebody wants to do this with you?
Contact us. Contact us. The website is lavimagique, lavimagique.com, and you contact us. There's a contact page.
So they register with you? Do they meet
contact
you beforehand?
Us.
Or and then how do they go? Like, how does it work?
Well, there's a small, like,
contact
you know,
page.
Kind of a contact page, and then we'll just get on the phone and start having a conversation and figure
see
out what you want, what language level you're at, because I mean this is really ideally suited obviously for someone kind of, you know, midstream, but we can totally accommodate beginners as well.
Hold that thought. We want to hear more about this. We're going to go to break, and when we come back we're going to do 3 for 3 with Katie, and then we'll get back to you. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
here's 3 for 3 with Katie.
Hello. Thanks so much for tuning in to 3 for 3 with Katie. And we're carrying on with this month's theme of disruptors. And who I'm going to talk about today and the business that she has, I think it's a really, really good example of a disruptor within their industry. I want to talk about Drybar. Are you familiar with Drybar? If you're in New York, yes. I know you are. It's a fantastic salon where you can go in and you can get your hair blown out, and that's it. It's styled. It's perfect. It lasts for a few days. You can get your hair perfectly blown out and styled for an event, or maybe you just, you know, really want to feel great about yourself the next couple of days and your hand's not quite moving that brush the right way and the hairdresser's not cooperating. I know I've gone to Drybar a ton of times, as have many of my friends, and it really satisfies that need.
It does.
So Allie Webb is the founder of Drybar, and before she opened the first salon in 2008, she was actually a mobile hairstylist for local moms. She would go door-to-door helping out her customers, and she would ask all of her clients the same question: when I can't come to your home, what do you do? And she was really surprised with what the answers were consistently. Her clients would tell her they would either skip the blowout entirely or they would be forced to overpay at their usual hair salon. So Allie Webb realized that there was truly white space in the market for a salon that styled only without charging for those supplementary services. Fast forward to today, and Drybar is a multi-million dollar business with over 100 locations in North America. I think the last count was like 115. So clearly you can see that this is a woman who had a lot of hustle. She had a great client base, but she saw that there really was something that was lacking in the market and lacking in the industry that she was already established in. She had been in the industry for something like 20 years before she even opened up her first salon. So it was really just kind of having a strong understanding of what that industry was like, what the needs were, mm-hmm. what her clients were looking for, and she went after it. And that's truly a disruptor in every sense of the word. She recognized that she had her business herself that was established within an industry that was established, and she wasn't satisfied with what those current issues were that were mm-hmm. facing her business and the industry. So she disrupted herself and got that idea to open a storefront when she was just working as a mobile hairstylist, going from home to home, giving women, primarily mothers, blowouts for $40. It's a price that she chose because it was affordable, and she thought finding two $20 bills would be uncomplicated. So fast forward today, and she has certainly made a name for herself, and Drybar is continuing to evolve, and I hope that Drybar somehow finds its way up to Rochester, because I would be its first customer, that's for sure.
It's right around the block from me, Katie.
Oh, I'm telling.
Yeah, literally, like right around the block from me.
I love that idea of having a Drybar. I do want to give a little shout out.
No, she wants a wet bar.
A wet bar, yes, a wet bar and a Drybar. Since we're talking about this, our friend Michelle Caba, who founded Posh Squad, just opened up a salon in Hoboken.
I saw that.
That was owned by a reality TV star. She bought it from her.
A nail salon. And she's going to be selling the Posh Squad or Shop Posh Squad.
Yeah, the makeup line
there.
She's
going to be selling the makeup line right there. We both wear the lipstick. I
have it on
have it on.
Jinx.
I have the red on, but it came off because I ate it off with my coffee.
I didn't even know.
But can I read one,
I forgot to reapply.
What?
Can I read one quote with you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
From Allie Webb. I think it's so great. She says that it was an accident, kind of, that she created a whole new category. This quote says, "I didn't mean to do that. I just really wanted a place like I had dreamt of as a kid, a place where women could go for a blowout. It was a very simple, not thought out idea. It was something that totally didn't exist back then." So again, I think that's just such a tremendous example of what we're talking about
all month,
being a real disruptor. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, I love agree. It's funny because right around the block from me, there's Drybar, and across the street is Blow, B-L-O, which is another blowout place. And that was there first.
Oh.
And Drybar opened right across the street. But I see both of them crowded. So I think there's more than enough to go around. It's just, it was
come
a little strange that they opened across the street from each other. But
Rochester is like the mini New York. They need to
You open one in Rochester and be a franchisee?
I mean, you guys know me and nothing has changed. I come up with like a million different business ideas on the reg.
Yeah. So I need to just run with something.
I'm going
to
start putting these ideas into motion.
You need, why not? In fact, I'm going to hook you up with some people that are looking for connections in Rochester that was at somebody in my BNI network.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
I would love to meet them.
He wants connections. He sells business machines like copiers and printers and things.
Exciting.
Leases and sells. It is exciting. How do you think I printed this paper today, Priya? Numbard, how did I print this paper without a copy machine?
Yeah.
And a printer.
That's the gin talking. Exactly. That's a Pomp and Whimsy talking. All right, let's go back to our guest before Wade calls in.
Yes. Katie, what other languages do you speak?
Yo hablo español muy poquito.
Anything else?
Listen, it got me through my honeymoon in Punta Cana, and my husband was very impressed.
Okay, good. Nice.
I have to say, I felt that the people there, I mean, I know I was stumbling and like really, I sounded like someone from Rochester trying to speak español. I get it. But I found that they appreciated the effort. So I thought that was cool. And I had fun trying to dial back and pull out some of my old Spanish-speaking skills I gained from high school.
Excellent.
So, Jinx, stop copying me, Joan. So. Are you guys going to do other languages besides French? Is that in the works?
We have an artist in Spain, in Andalusia, in the south of Spain. He's a painter, a worldly renowned painter, and he wants to be a host. So
fabulous.
He will do therapy with painting and like a therapy class through painting.
That would be exciting.
He's a beautiful, beautiful soul. And his house is, I want to die there. Like literally, jump on the
boat. Let's go, Joan.
Have fun and then die there. I mean, gorgeous.
Is he near the water? Well.
And Italy as well. We have two places in Italy.
So you're going to do three different
countries.
Languages. Do you speak more than one?
Yeah, I speak Spanish and Italian.
And Danielle, what do you speak? Look, I called you Danielle.
I called you the French version.
I have a French friend named Danielle.
Yeah.
Danielle, I met him when I was taking a train in 1988. I was taking a train. It was 30 years ago. 1988, I was taking a train and a boat in France. And we met in Paris. And we took the train and the boat together back to London. And he bought me an omelet. And he came to New York and visited me.
He wasn't
cheap.
And you know, I consider them family. My husband's best friend is Haitian, and his wife was born in France. So we consider them family. So whenever I'm around her, she has the accent. She cooks so good. Mm. But I always feel bad because I want to talk to her in it. I want to communicate with her. I mean, she talks English, but, you know, I want to have those conversations.
You want her to feel like your authentic language. I know.
Because she doesn't have family here. I mean, we're her family. His friends are her family.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Your friends here become your family.
Yeah,
for everyone, even non-foreign people, even just people from other parts of New York, other parts of the United States.
Yeah.
Sharon, for example, you know, we're friends who are family.
She's amazing.
Yeah, one of my besties.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That's Church Sharon?
Church Sharon. Yeah. Church Sharon is actually theater Sharon.
That's how I identify all her
Church
friends.
Sharon is actually theater group Sharon. So, Wade, we're going to hold Wade for a few minutes because we want to finish talking with Jennifer and Daniel, because when we were talking at the break, we were finding out how does this actually work? Mm-hmm. So, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me.
I'm going to sing today. Basically, you would reach out via our website, lemimagique.com, and there's like a small, you'd fill out your name and phone number, and we start off with just having a conversation. Our goal is to find out what your goals are, what you want to achieve. I know that sounds kind of corporate, but... Mm-hmm. It's not like a good vacation is planned.
Right. Yeah. What is the passion of what is their passion?
Mm-hmm. What is their what do they want to do? And really, at the end of the day, it's we set this up because if you can get into a conducive environment where you're doing something you just like to do, you're going to relax.
Yeah.
And then you're going to start learning, and that's what it takes. So the whole thing about kind of tailoring it around somebody's interest is just to get them into a mindset that they open up. And once they open up and they're like, if you're going off to, relax or bike or whatever it is you want to do with your host, you're going to be relaxed and calm. And then all of a sudden you're going to start building up vocabulary and dialogue with the host around that topic.
Absolutely.
And then it just kind of snowballs from there. So the activities or the passion is really a tool just to get you into the right frame of mind so that learning can occur especially for adults. Okay.
So we pair the host with the families, absolutely, right. And then they could jump from one house.
Do you do something with them before they go?
Right. So as we talked about, I would take them out if they're in New York, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I would take them out. I would take them to the restaurant so that they could order. I'm going to try to see what are their weak points grammatically, because this is my profession.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would make sure that they leave with a little bit of an incentive in the language.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then when they come back, we'll review everything.
Okay.
I think what they take away from this when they come home, they're going to have crazy potential cultural experiences. Like I was taken so deep in France. I was in some small town at
That's
a birthday
so
party
cool.
that went on till 3 a.m, you
wow.
know, because they don't mess around,
right.
you know?
Right.
But you just learn all these, you know, it's a twist. Everything that we think we do here, all kinds of pop music, it's all just done a little differently,
yeah.
you know? And,
yeah.
and what's the word for, is it balayer, the broom?
Balayer, yeah.
Maybe Jen can explain this more, but it's just, a whole ritual around gift giving that is completely foreign. And all of a sudden you get introduced to all these interesting cultural differences that are fascinating.
Okay.
You just can't get that when you go on vacation. If you go to Paris, they're
going to
wait on you, they're
going
to serve you, but they're going to speak to you in English. As soon as they recognize you're an American, they're like, okay, what do you want?
Okay. Speaking of, let's bring Wade on and let's try his yummy food, and then we'll continue with you after we're done with Wade, because Wade has something special for us to eat. Hello, Mr. Wadini, Chef Wadini.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Over at Follow Me Friday.
Ah. Happy Friday, Wadini.
So what are we eating
what
today?
What are we eating today?
Chef
Casey's
Wadini.
Got it ready behind us.
And we have four pieces.
So we're having a Wadini immersion, not a French immersion today.
Give our guests first.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joan,
so this is turkey
you've been
meat.
Doing Lent. You've been waiting.
Yep.
You've been begging for it. You've been just going out into space and sending out signals for it. Now you finally got it.
And so this was warm this morning.
My blended burger.
Okay, and what are we eating? And we have you have 1 minute to describe this.
Well, this is Wade's blended burger. This is what you've been begging for, Joni. This is turkey burger, okay, blended with a mixture of onions and garlic and mushrooms, okay, and it's covered in melted mozzarella cheese.
Mm.
Embedded in the mozzarella cheese are, get this, sliced radishes.
Mm.
Over the sliced radishes is a touch of honey and a bit of cayenne pepper with a little bit of slices of tomato and lettuce, and all covered on a toasted nice warm bun, if you want to call
it
that.
Well, it was.
You know?
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne. It's to die for.
It still tastes good,
so
but
good.
My bottom bun is soggy.
And you know, I did tell Joan this was all for her.
Oh, okay,
because
so
of our Lent debacle.
This is all for you.
I love it, and I'm thrilled to death. And I'm going to give some feedback next time. Pack the bun separately. Because I can't eat my bottom bun. It's soaked in tomato juice.
That's okay. It's all still, same place.
It's still delicious. It's still delicious.
Amazing.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. See, well, if this was a competition, presentation would be a part of it, and a soaky bun is not a good thing.
Yeah.
But,
well, if this was
all
a competition,
delivery, I'm glad
you'd be making
it
right in front of me.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe one day we could do that.
Maybe we should do that.
Okay, we have to go to
break.
That's
Central
right.
Park.
Wait, hold on a second. We're going to go to break, okay?
We're
going
to go to break. We'll be right back.
All righty.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
talkingalternative.com.
And this is the last segment of Follow Me Friday with Joan and Priya.
You know, I love Pomp and Whimsy. Maybe Pomp and Whimsy should come out with a wine. And we could have had wine today in honor of our guests.
She wants wine because she's thinking France and Bordeaux region and all this
fun
stuff.
I love Priya.
Bordeaux is like my favorite wine. It's so soft and robust. I love it.
It is beautiful. So we still have Chef Wadini. Chef, I'm not eating at the moment. I'm savoring it for after because I can't eat and talk at the same time.
And our guests.
Wait, very quickly, just tell us how our guests can find you.
Wait, let me tell him. Our guests said this is heaven. Because they're having both the gin and the burger.
Yep.
So, yes.
Jennifer and Daniel.
I'm like eating bits and bites like every 2 seconds. I don't want to finish
it. They loved it.
Yep.
They loved your burger. So tell folks how they can find you.
Well, first of all, thank you, Jennifer and Daniel. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. You can find me and follow me on at Chef Wadini at Instagram. And you could follow me and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Chef Wadini, so you can see my amazing recipe. So you can just try these yourself at home and enjoy with your friends and family.
Excellent.
Yay. Well, thank you so much. And we love the burger.
All right, Chef.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Enjoy the drinks, enjoy the burger, and enjoy your Friday.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Jennifer and Daniel, we were just talking at the break, too, about it's so exciting that people get to go on these excursions. Like, it's really fun.
We're going to have to send you guys.
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of a fun thing.
Take the show on the road.
Take exactly that.
You're going to have to give us a class or two.
I will.
Exactly.
All I know is wee.
So
that's all you need
to
start. Enough.
So people should speak a little bit of French already to go. So maybe they need to get in touch with you to take classes with you before they go.
Mm-hmm.
So that they get a little bit of knowledge.
They should have a little bit of knowledge. But, you know, I mean, so we offer also cultural stays. So it doesn't have to be necessarily. Some people just want to chill. They go to France and they want to drink and eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah,
and they some people want exactly. Yeah. So we do have that. We have hosts who are really all about partying and drinking and eating and cooking
and
doing
bilingual.
Sport and they're bilingual.
Nice.
So we'll make sure that you're being taken care of.
I love it.
Yeah. I love the concept.
I love it.
Well, I mean, it's a big thing now. You can go and rent a house in Tuscany and bring in a chef or something like that. And it's sometimes total immersion, and sometimes it's just, you know, you want to just have a chef cook for you.
Right.
Or you want to learn maybe one or two dishes. So this sounds so cool and interesting because it can incorporate the language part of it, too.
Exactly.
That's what I like.
Yeah. It's like showing up and having, like, best friends waiting there for you that are going to walk with you all the way through.
Yep. Yeah.
So you're not going to be on your own.
How do you match the personalities of the people going over?
We'll match them. I think that by talking to them, I mean, people, you know, they know what they want and they don't want for the most part when it has to do with travel.
Mm-hmm.
When you travel, you know what you like, what you don't like when you travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I have worked for Air France for 8 years. I know what kind of clients, you know, will like what. And I think that we have so many different hosts and passions within the host that we'll make sure that, you know, he'll fit in.
Yeah.
I mean, it just cooking is a passion for almost everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking wine is a passion for a lot of people. Skiing. And we have so many varieties of passions that we offer that will,
you'll match it.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, really figuring out what do you want to accomplish on this trip? Is it hardcore language? Do you want to come back with, hey, I can hold a conversation in French or in Italian or in Spanish? We're going to really focus you. You might look on our website and say, hey, I want to stay in Nice. But we might try to guide you. Like, this is what you're saying to us you want to accomplish. this host might be a better fit for you right. to get to accomplish what it is that you want to
do. Go to Bordeaux and drink wine.
Well, there's always that.
Excellent. So just let our audience quickly know how people find you, again, your website, and how they get in touch.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So it's going to be lavimagique.com. And of course, because we love your show and we love you guys and we would love to have you, whoever wants to join us, we could pop a 20% discount on mentioning your beautiful radio show. That
Excellent.
Would be great.
So you have to mention Follow Me Friday to Correct. Jennifer and Daniel, mm-hmm. and you will get 20% off.
I love
That's
that
pretty
idea.
Cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty cool. And what can I ask you what like an average price would be for a week-long trip? Do you have averages or is it all
we
custom?
Have, they're,
it's probably very custom.
Right now, we're, you know, we're still working out a lot of our pricing for, you know, because every single house or home they're different and mm-hmm. you can't charge, you know, one price for everything. So they start around 4,000 and mm-hmm. up, and that up can be to the sky.
Right.
So
yeah.
if you order a caviar,
if you order,
you know, if you want to airdropped on a helicopter, you know, anyway, we might be able to arrange that, but it's going to cost you.
If you want a case of wine to go home with. Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You so
thank
much,
you
guys.
For having
thank
us.
So much
we
fun.
Want you to keep in touch and let us know how it's going. Yes. And maybe we can have you pop in again at some point in time.
And I do have to say, you guys are full of a lot of joy. You like
are.
A minute. Well, I'm
how
actually
are
spitting
you?
On myself.
Because so you're drinking, full you're of drinking joy. Gin.
Yes.
Full of gin,
that too.
Yes, you're very
That'll
passionate
calm it down,
and
right?
fun.
Yeah. Alcohol, right?
It I always love makes people who are full nice. Of joy.
Me too,
yes,
me too.
Me too.
I remember
yes.
I went with my bestie Ritu with her family back to India, and it was just a different experience from the first time I was there. So mm-hmm. It's a completely different experience when you're with locals.
Yeah. yeah.
So thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you
on
very
the
much,
show.
Guys.
So Priya.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, it's already like
How many minutes
almost
we have
over.
Left, Corinne.
And
oh, Corinne
it's a beautiful
is Corinne is engineering today,
City.
By the way, folks.
Yes, Corinne, this is her third week in a row engineering with
She's
some really
boss,
funky
yo.
Hip glasses that she has on. And I want to bring our intern Casey
real
over
quick.
Here. Come on, get over
she
here.
Needs
you
a
have
little
to be
shout
in the
out.
Video. Because Casey finished her last assignment for school, and she will be graduating in, what, 1 week, Casey? Talking to the microphone.
Yes, I'm graduating in 6 days from now. So
6 days. So congratulations
so
to
So excited
Casey.
For you. I'm so Woo-hoo. Proud of you, too.
We're going to get more excited in person.
Yes.
But congratulations,
We're
going to
celebrate
so
when it's all over.
So she's been with us for
One
the
year.
Whole school year.
Mm-hmm, the whole school year.
Yeah, and it's been really exciting
she's
to watch
her
She's
been very committed.
Grow.
I do have to say that. She travels in all the way from New Jersey
Casey.
Every week.
Yes, she's been awesome. We love it.
And she loves us.
We love it. So this has been exciting. So what have you got
we
coming up, Priya? I mean, this is like already the weekend is here again. Crazy.
Who do we have as a guest next week?
We have as a guest is Deirdre Breckenridge.
That's right.
And Deirdre is the one that introduced us to our guest from last week, mm-hmm. Weeks.com.
Ooh.
Yes, Carlise. So Deirdre and I met each other through networking, mm-hmm. through her nephew, mm-hmm. Brad. And then she and I also ran into each other at an International Women's Day lunch that we didn't know we were both going to be at.
Of course.
Small world.
Because you know
Very
everybody.
Small world.
Hashtag Joniverse.
So, and I want to shout out to, we had a wonderful event on Monday, What mm-hmm. Women Want with Moira Gallagher from Donegal,
from Ireland.
Ireland.
She flew in from Ireland
very, very
for that
cool.
event.
And I actually want to share.
This is a very international week.
I know. It really is for us. We'll have to start speaking. And I was meant to ask, Wade, does he speak
Jamaican?
Any other languages?
Jamaican?
Does he speak Jamaican?
Well, Jamaican's
it's
English.
A combo.
But actually, the Jamaican patois, there's Irish dialect from it.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
There's Irish
so
like
got that.
Slang
That's
from it.
Interesting.
Yeah. That he can tell you the whole background.
Well, Moira,
I don't know.
Actually, she gave two really great tips. She had lived in England and she mm-hmm. wanted to go home.
Yeah.
So she started this coaching business so that she could literally go back home to Donegal, Ireland and work remotely and work with local businesses
I
and
love
help
it.
Them build up. And two tips that she gave, which were just so good for me to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
The first one about sales was it's not about sales. It's about making sure you know what the person wants
yeah.
and needs and give them what they want and need. You may think you know better, but also listen to what they say they want and need
yeah.
and figure out how to tailor what you're giving
yeah.
to them. And the second most important tip that I got was follow up.
Yes.
Follow up, follow up, follow up. Yep. With mm-hmm. current clients and past clients. Mm-hmm.
So and I think those two are very important.
Very important.
And I think they're very basic. And
yeah.
that's how you should be running your
Absolutely.
Business regardless. You yeah. should be communicating. It's just like being a speaker, too.
Yeah.
When you're speaking to an audience, you want you're not speaking so people can hear you. Mm-hmm. You're speaking so those people can receive something from
a
you.
Message, right?
And that should be the purpose of your talk. It should not be you just
and
talking
at
them.
I will admit that I don't always listen well when I'm being asked those types of things, and I don't always follow up quickly. So I'm going to work on those two things. That'll be my learning for the next number of months.
Okay.
And what do you got coming up?
I always have stuff coming up. I can't tell you right now. I just have stuff coming up. I have stuff. Oh. Okay. So
she always remembers at the very last minute. We
afterwards.
Have like 30 seconds.
Yeah. So my charity, the Edge Charitable Foundation, has a lot of events coming up this year. As you know, I'm one of the founders and I just reprised my VP role.
Cool.
And we've been very excited to roll out new events and things happening.
Excellent.
And we have a program called the Queen Bees. So we've engaged women in the Miami area to volunteer and give
Excellent.
Back through the foundation.
Awesome.
Are you trying to rush me?
Well,
lady?
I am, yeah, because we're like at the end of time. So I'm trying to get you to get everything out.
All right,
quickly.
Check them out, theedgehelps.com.
I'm like, did you not notice what time it was?
I got you.
She's giving us the signal.
What about you, Joni Pelzer?
That's it. We don't have time, so we're done.
Sorry.
And thank you all for joining us this week. No, you didn't talk a lot. Follow me Friday with Joan.
And Priya. Tune in next Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern.
Stay tuned on talkradio.nyc for Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Bye, everybody. Excellent.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.